This is the SurgeSecurity.com Threat Monitor podcast for April 21st, 2011. In these 7-monthly recordings, SurgeSecurity.com contributors offer expert advice on the latest information security threats. I'm Greg Smith. A few simple security best practices may have spared security company HB Gary Federal from the recent attack by the hacktivist group Anonymous. Nick Lewis explains what happened and how to prevent such an attack against your company. And now, for this week's edition of Threat Monitor, Hacktivism Examples, What Companies Can Learn from the HB Gary Attack, written by Nick Lewis. In one of the most blatant hacktivism examples in recent memory, the security company HB Gary Federal was attacked by hacktivist group Anonymous. Anonymous was able to completely compromise the security of HB Gary Federal, including taking out control of some HB Gary systems. This tip will cover what happened in the HB Gary Federal hack, technological protections that could have prevented the incident, and how to evaluate your environment in an effort to avoid inciting such attacks. Prior to the attacks, HB Gary Federal and its CEO, Aaron Barr, were conducting probing investigations into the Anonymous group and intended to release the findings at RSA Conference 2011. This provoked Anonymous to attack HB Gary Federal systems as a defensive response. Anonymous exploited a basic SQL injection in the HB Gary Federal custom content management system and insecure password management practices that made their passwords relatively trivial to crack and reuse across other systems. The group then gained root access to a server via social engineering techniques, namely by posing as founder Greg Hoglund. Anonymous did not stop at compromising the security of HB Gary Federal, however. The group used the root server access as a way to control HB Gary servers, Hoglund's website, rootkit.org, and HB Gary email accounts. Once Anonymous gained access to all of the systems, the group was able to deface the HB Gary website, pilfer sensitive data, including internal emails and exposing passwords of registered users of rootkit.org. There are many technological protections that could have been implemented to prevent Anonymous from compromising the security of HB Gary Federal and associated systems, or at least reduce the impact of the attack. The company could have used a commercial or widely used open source CMS that was audited for and free from SQL injection vulnerabilities. Instead, it reportedly used its own custom CMS that was highly flawed, providing wide open exploit opportunities for Anonymous. Also, it could have implemented a technical control for input sanitation to prevent SQL injection vulnerabilities in the CMS. Input sanitation to prevent SQL injections is a control that ensures that only valid and secure input is used by the CMS or passed to the backend database. As such a control wasn't in place at HB Gary, Anonymous was able to exploit the SQL injection vulnerability to access sensitive data, which it used to exploit the rest of the system. Get more advice on hacktivism from Nick Lewis after a quick word from SurgeSecurity.com.
Looking for sound advice on the newest information security technologies and strategies, as well as insightful analysis of current InfoSec events? Then look no further than Information Security Magazine. Sign up today for a subscription to the industry's top digital magazine devoted entirely to information security. Download this month's PDF containing news, features, analysis, and commentary from security's biggest names. Signing up is easy. Visit searchsecurity.com/informationsecuritymagazine today to sign up for your free subscription. That's searchsecurity.com/informationsecuritymagazine.
The insecure passwords could have been avoided by implementing stricter administrative control over password practices. Specific technical controls also could have forced the creation of more secure passwords, such as requiring longer passwords than those contained in common rainbow tables, or more complex passwords with a mix of letters, numbers, and punctuation. Also, the stored passwords could have been salted prior to hashing, which would have severely limited the effectiveness of cracking the passwords or using rainbow tables. The social engineering attack that was used to gain access to a root account could have been avoided with an administrative policy requiring all password changes can only be completed over the phone, not via email, at least for the root or shell accounts. After compromising Hoglund's email account, Anonymous pretended to be Hoglund, sending an email from his account that successfully tricked an administrator into handing over the root login information. While phone calls are inconvenient for password changes, in a small company of security professionals, this inconvenience should have been acceptable given the level of risk. There are also many security products that could have been implemented in various parts of the environment to help guard against the human errors that resulted in the vulnerabilities. One of the many responsibilities of information security professionals is to protect their organizations from malicious attackers, and sometimes that may include intervening in business endeavors or individual activities that may incite malicious responses by potentially dangerous attackers. However, when engaging with hacktivist groups like Anonymous, it's essential that organizations fully understand the possible repercussions. Some in the information security industry have a history of taunting and inciting the black hat and gray hat communities by stating that their products are unbreakable, as Oracle has done. While it is impossible to avoid inciting potential attackers entirely, intentionally antagonizing or challenging attackers who may have significant resources and available time is generally unwise. This incident makes it clear that any groups working to expose illegal cyber activity would be wise to keep their operations under wraps at all times, unless there is compelling reason to expose the operations prior to closure of the investigation. While no company or individual may deserve to be publicly humiliated or potentially put out of business, some of the business practices of HB Gary Federal and its CEO, Aaron Barr, did stir up trouble where they might not have needed it. The HB Gary attack was no doubt an interesting read, but it is illustrative of how security companies don't always practice good security, and clearly shows how motivated attackers can find weaknesses and exploit them if they want to. Enterprises can help prevent or minimize the impact of these types of attacks by implementing standard effective security practices and not intentionally challenging potential attackers. That concludes this week's edition of SearchSecurity.com's Threat Monitor podcast. As always, you can download more of our podcast by visiting searchsecurity.com/podcast. Thanks for listening.